So here comes Foster with it for Waverly. Gets the ball off. McNabb gets it up to Ole. Carter goes to the right side. Gets it in the corner. Back up top it goes. Now getting inside. Driving on the break is Maxwell McNabb. Layup good. Maxwell McNabb now with 4 points. Cuts the lead to 26-17 with 6 minutes and 35 seconds to go. Now the ball goes in the right corner. Gets it back up top. Now the ball knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it's off of Carter Ole. The coach Tyler Williams is like, no. Hadley has it. Gives the ball left side to Conrady. Conrady gets the ball, to Colby Fair. Fair's jumper's up and good. Colby Fair now with 10 points. Actions the lead back to 28-17. 6:10 to go here in the third quarter. Ball goes. Alex Stice gets inside. Shots up. Good. Alex Stice with 11. He's the first Bulldog in double figures with 11. That cuts the lead to 28-19. Now they get the ball. Left side, Colby Fair. Fair has the ball knocked away and stolen by Stice. Here comes Waverly on the break. Waverly now going to set things up. Foster drives the lane. Shot up. No good. Rebound by Lebo. Now the ball goes to the right side. Now they get it. Try to get it to Jed Edwards with the ball knocked out of bounds by McNabb. So Lebo the inbound it to the right of their basket. They get the inbounds pass in to Conrady. Conrady's three-pointers up. No good. Rebound to Waverly. Here they come on the break. Stice gives it up to Foster. Foster to left side, McNabb. McNabb drives in. Picks up his dribble. Gets the ball off the left side to Williams. Williams drives out of bounds. They're going to say that there was a foul called. And they're going to get the foul called on Jed Edwards. That is Edwards' first personal foul. Jesse Durst and Jaden Blount back in the game for Lebo. Inbounds pass comes in left side to Stice. Stice now picks up dribble, gives the ball off to Foster, but Foster was standing on the out-of-bounds line. And so now Waverly putting pressure on the backcourt. Reber has it. Gets the ball right side to Durst. Back over to Reber. Reber now dribbles left side, gets the ball off to Colby Fair. Fair picks up his dribble, goes across court to Reber. Reber drives in, gets a 10-footer off, and no good. Rebound to Waverly. Here they come. Foster, running shot is up, no good. Coach Williams wanted a foul on that. I'm pretty much think he might have been right on that. But here comes Lebo. They're having some trouble with the basketball. Durst comes up with it. Dishes the ball right side to Blount. Blount gets inside. Shot is up. No good, but he's fouled. And now the officials in the orange and black are not happy that one wasn't called on the other end and one is called on that end. That foul is going to be on Malcolm McNabb, his first. Blount at the free throw line. Free throw's up, and nobody has hit a free throw yet today. Lebo is now 0-for-4 from free throw line. Excuse me, 0-for-5. And now second free throw up by Blount is up and good. Now they're 1-for-6 on the day. Foster gets, McNabb gets inside, dishes it back to Williams. Williams to McNabb on the left side. Three, long two. Two-pointer is good by Malcolm McNabb. He's got 6, and then a foul in backcourt on Waverly. That foul is going to be on. Foul is going to be on Alex Stice. That's his third. 4:03 to go here in the third quarter. Lebo leading Waverly 29-21. Lebo gets the ball across the timeline. Brown has some trouble with it. It finds Colby Fair inside to Durst. Layup, good. Nice look, actually, by Colby Fair there to find Jesse Durst breaking to the basket. Sends the lead now to 31-21. 3:40 to go in the third. Ball goes to the left side. Williams. Williams gives it up to Ole. Ole drives in. Shot up off the glass and good. Carter Ole with his first two. Cuts the lead to 8. 31-23. Durst gets it across the timeline. Now dribbles ball to the left side. Gets it down in the corner to Colby Fair. Fair cross court to Reber. Reber gets it in. Now back over to Reber. Right side it goes to Edwards. Edwards back up top. Now three-pointer is up and no good by Garrick Reber. Here comes Kaiser Frenza with the basketball for Waverly. Gets the ball off to Williams. Williams is going to be fouled on the shot. One thing that Waverly is doing a nice job this half is making sure Lebo doesn't get second and third opportunities. That foul is on Jed Edwards, his second. At the free throw line is Tatum Williams. Williams is 0 for 2 tonight from the line. Free throw is up and no good. Waverly now 0 for 4 from the free throw line. Second free throw by Williams is up and it is good. Rylan Rasmussen replacing Tatum Williams in the Waverly lineup. Waverly's cut this lead to 7. James Mount gets the ball. Gets it across the timeline. Ball knocked out of bounds. It is off of Waverly. I want to remind you, we'll be back here on Monday night. Lady Wolves will be taking on the Fersenville Area Christian. Jumpers up, no good. Rebound by Lebo. Jesse Durst has it. Gets it across the timeline to Fair. Fair down in the corner to Reber. Reber kicks it back out to Fair. Fair gives the ball up to Durst. Durst, a running shot. Good, and a foul. Jesse Durst with 7 points off the bench. Foul is going to be on. That's going to be the third foul on Rylan Rasmussen. Brock Hadley back in the game for Lebo. 2:28 to go here in the third. Jesse Durst, this will be his first attempt at a free throw. And Alex Stice back in the game for Waverly. Free throw by Durst is up and good. Durst with 5 points here in the quarter and 8 for the game. Now Stice has it, gives it back up to McNabb. McNabb goes to the left side to Foster. Foster dribbles in, gets a shot off, and no good. Rebounded by Lebo. Lebo getting it across the timeline to get it to Fair. Fair picks up his dribble. Dribble gives it up to Durst. Durst gets the ball left side. Right side it goes down in the corner. It goes down to Hadley. Hadley gets it into Conrad. He finds Colby Fair on the left side. Layup, good, and a foul. Great look that time by Eli Conrady. Colby Fair now with 12. That foul is on Dustin Foster, his first. Colby Fair at the free throw line. Colby is 0 for 1 at the free throw line. Make that 1 for 2. Give him 13 for the game. Rylan Rasmussen back in the game, replacing Carter Ole for Waverly. Lebo with the 37-24 lead. Foster for 3. No good. Rebounded by Frenza. Frenza gives it right side to Stice. Stice gets inside. Shot blocked by Brock Hadley, but he's going to be fouled. That foul is on Hadley, his second. Free throw by Stice is up, and it is good. Stice now 1-for-2 at the free throw line. He's got 12. Stice with the second free throw. It is on its way up, and it is good. Stice now with 13. Cuts the lead to 37-26. 1:30 to go in the third quarter. Right side, Reber. Reber drives baseline, dishes it out. Three-pointer by Hadley is up. No good. Rebound to Waverly. Here comes Waverly on the break. Friends, a layup. No good, but he's fouled. And Garrick Reber thought he got it all, but from here, nip. And that is number 3, I think, on Reber. Free throw is up and no good. Second free throw up by Franzes. On its way up and it is no good. Rebound 2. It's going to be out of bounds. It's going to be off of Waverly. So again, full court pressure being put on the backcourt. This time man-to-man pressure being put on, looks like, by Waverly. But they get the ball into Reber. Reber gets it to Hadley. Hadley gets it down to Conradi. Conradi right side to Reber. Reber gets the ball up top to Conradi. Conradi left side to Hadley. Hadley gets the ball to Conradi. Down the baseline to Fair. Fair back out to Reber for 3. No good. Rebound Hadley. Put back up and good. Brock Hadley now with 5 all here in the quarter. Extends the lead to 39-26. 40 seconds to go. Ball on the left side. We're going to get an offensive foul as Colby Fair took the charge. Foul is going to be on Kaiser Franza. That's his first. So inbounds pass comes in to Reber. Reber gets it across the timeline. Now Reber gets the ball right side to Edwards. Edwards gives it back up to Hadley. Hadley right side to Edwards. Edwards drives in. This is the right side. Hadley. Hadley back inside. This time with Edwards. Edwards has the ball stolen. Comes Waverly with it. They get the ball to Frenza for 3. No good. Rebounded by Stice. Stice, jumper. No good. Rebound. Put back up and good by Rylan Rasmussen. Rylan Rasmussen now with 6. That'll be tempting his first free throw. That foul was on Garrick Reber. And that's a big one because that is Reber's 4th personal foul at the free throw line. Shot is up and it is good by Rylan Rasmussen. He's got 7. Cuts the lead to 10 again, 39-29. Now a steal in backcourt. Franza, layup, good. Kaiser Franza with his first 2 of the night. Cuts the lead to 8, 39-31. And a timeout called by Lebo. We'll take a timeout too. After 3, it is Waverly. It is 39 for Lebo, Waverly 31. Back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Lebo postseason basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. By USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom, they're here for you. And Andy Siding, for siding, gutters, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding, owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
Country 101.7.
Got a score from Opie. Opie leads Centralia 55-34 to start the fourth. Here comes Waverly with the chance to cut, get this lead back to 6 points. They're trailing by eight right now. Alex Dice with it on the right side. Gets the ball up to Frenza. Frenza, left side, Williams for three. No good. Rebounded this time by Lebo's Brock Hadley. They get the ball right side to Eli Conrady. Conrady in trouble. Gets the ball left side to get it in underneath. Now Jed Edwards shots up. No good. Rebound put back up and good. Coming up with the big basket for Lebo. It's Aiden Ferguson. Free throw is up and no good. By Ferguson. And now inside shot is up and good by Alex Stice. Stice now with 15. Cuts the lead to 8, 41-33. It's under 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Eli Conrady gets the ball left side. He's going to get an offensive foul. A legal screen set up by Aiden Ferguson. These two rivals are going at each other. Back and forth, back and forth. 6:53 to go in the fourth quarter. McNabb with it up top. Gives ball to the left side. Driving in is Foster. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Lebo. And then out of bounds off of Lebo. Turnover number five this half by the Wolves. Now with the ball right side, Foster. Foster drives in. Layup off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Jed Edwards. Edwards gives it out. Conrad getting it across the timeline. Now he tried to pass the ball inside. Ball was kicked out of bounds by Foster. Lebo set the inbound and underneath the basket to get it in to Edwards. Edwards left side to Conrady for three. Good. Eli Conrady with his first three-pointer of the night. That's a Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bonroth Land Brokers in Madison. Three-pointer. Extends the lead now to 44-33. Ball inside. Left side it goes to Foster. Foster for three. Good. That's another Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bonroth Land Broker 3. This time by Dustin Foster. Cuts the lead back to 8, 44-36. Edwards with it. Gives the ball in the corner to Hadley for 3. Shots up, no good. There's going to be a foul on the rebound on Aiden Ferguson. That's number 2 on Aiden Ferguson. Derek Reber back in the game along with Jaden Blount for Lebo. Waverly a chance to cut this lead. 5:36 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ball goes up top. Now they swing it left side. Alex Stice gets in the paint. Dishes it off left corner. Back it goes. McNabb goes off his screen to the left. Now gives the ball off to Stice. Stice gets top of the key. Spin move. Gets inside. Stice having some trouble with it. Gets the ball to Foster. Shot is up. Good! Dustin Foster with 5. And he cuts the lead to 6. 44-38 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth. And now almost a steal by by McNabb, but it's going to be out of bounds to Lebo. Lebo having some trouble. They get the ball inbounds to Durst. Durst gives it to the left side to Fair. Fair's shot is up. Good! And a foul. Colby Fair now with 15. That foul is on Alex Stice. That's his second. Free throw is up and no good. Well, excuse me, that foul was on Hayden Knoll. So here, shots up, no good by Waverly. And here comes Lebo on the break. Derek Reber's layup is no good. This time the rebound comes out to Waverly. And they get the ball down. Carter Oles' shot is up, no good. Rebound to Waverly. And to Lebo, and they're going to get a foul as Jed Edwards was fouled from behind as he got near the timeline. That foul is going to be on Alex Stice, and that is number four on Alex Stice. That's a huge one. Stice with 15 points. Derek Reber has it. Gets the ball up down in the corner of the Colby Fair. Colby Fair gets the ball up to Jaden Black. Right side it goes to Reber. Reber gets into the paint. Spin move. Gets a shot off. Good, and a foul. Derek Reber now with 8 on the night. And sends the lead back to 10. And now we're going to get a bench warning on Coach Tyler Williams, as he thought Garrett Reber may have stuck his foot out. And the free throw by Reber. Reber 0 for 2 from the line tonight. Make it 0 for 3. And here comes Waverly with the basketball, trailing by 10. They get the ball up top. Carter Old gets it to McNabb. McNabb gets it in the paint. Shots up, no good. Foul on the rebound. They're going to get Jed Edwards with the foul. That should be number three on. Let's see, that's number three on Jed Edwards. As he basically pushed his way in there. Now we're going to get a foul. We're going to get a something, as I think Alex Stice may have been on the sideline when he got the ball. Now pressure being put on in backcourt by Waverly. They get the ball up to Reber. Reber gets the ball right side to Durst. Durst gives it to Blount. Blount in the corner to Edwards. Edwards drives baseline, gives it to Colby Fair. Fair kicks it out to Blount. Blount right side goes to Edwards. Edwards going to be fouled, going to be pushed out of bounds that time by Dustin Foster. That'll be Foster's second team foul. I said we'll be here on Monday night for the Lebo girls taking on Elyria Christian out of McPherson. Tip-off set at 6 o'clock. We'll have pregame at about 5:40 on Monday night. Going back in the game is Eli Conrady for Lebo. Conrady set the inbound at 3:37 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lebo leading 48-38. The inbounds pass comes in to Edwards. Edwards layup. Good. And Coach Williams wanted a block, a charging foul on that. I'm not so sure it was, would have been either way. Now shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Lebo. Lebo getting it across the timeline. Conrad gives the ball right side to Blount. Blount gets in, shot is up to go. Jaden Blount with 7. And the lead's back up to 14, 52-38. And Waverly got the ball, shot is up and no good by Tatum Williams. He'll be going to the free throw line, which has not been a highlight tonight. That foul is on Jed Edwards, his fourth, at the free throw line shooting two. It is Tatum Williams. Tatum's free throw is up, and it is no good. Aiden Ferguson back in the game for Lebo, and Kaiser Frenza back in the game for Waverly. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Williams' second shot is on the way up, and it is good. Tyler Williams with 2 points. Cuts the lead to 52-39. Lebo gets across the timeline. Whippets Conradi. Timeout going to be called by Coach Dennis Becker. We'll take a timeout, too. 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Lebo 52, Waverly 39. Back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Country 101.7.
The winner of this will take on the winner of the game going on this afternoon between Burns and McPherson Illyria Christian. They're playing Peabody Burns, excuse me. So Lebo set the inbound in the front of their bench on the right side to get the ball in to Ferguson. Ferguson gets the ball up to Hadley. Hadley now to Fair. Colby Fair drives in, shots up, no good. Rebounded by Reber. Reber turns around, jumper is good. Derek Reber now with 10. Again, another offensive rebound. Now, three-pointer from left wing by Kaiser Frenza is no good. Rebound to Lebo. They get the ball down the court. Aiden Ferguson, right side to Hadley. Hadley's layup, no good, but he's fouled. That foul is going to be on Kaiser Frenza, his second. So at the free throw line, it is Brock Hadley. Hadley's free throw, no good. Back in the game is Rylan Rasmussen for Waverly. Free throw is up and good. Hadley with 6. Now three-pointer up by Alex Stice is no good. Rebounded by Lebo. Lebo is pulling away here. They had the lead down to a 6-point lead. Now it's back up to 16. Waverly cut it down to 6, but it's basically been a 10-0 run here by Lebo. Similar to their 14-0 run at the end of it. In the first quarter, Waverly got off to the 2-point lead, and Lebo scored the next 14. That foul is number 4 on Rylan Rasmussen. Free throw is up and good by Jesse Durst. I'm not so sure he called glass, but it did. Free throw is up and no good. Second one by Durst. And now here comes Waverly with the basketball. They get the ball. 3-pointer up by Foster is no good. Rebound to Lebo. Here come the Wolves. A minute 52 to go. They lead by 17, 56-39. And they get the ball in to Eli Conrad, and he's going to be fouled. Free throw is up and no good. Second free throw is up and good. And right now with six. Now with the basketball, Rasmussen dribbles over to the right side. And now the ball comes inbounds. Reber gets it across the timeline. Reber leaned by 18, 57-39. Now he gets the ball to Reber. Reber back outside. Get a foul called, and Rylan Rasmussen fouls out of the game. Fouls out with 7 points. Free throw by Reber's up and good. Reber now with 11. Shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Hadley. And that's going to be a foul on looks like they're going to get that on eight, on Old. Hartford leads 61-43 with 3:30 to go at in the fourth quarter. Free throw is up and no good by Brock Hadley. So it's looking like a good possibility of a Hartford-Lebo doubleheader on Friday night. Free throw is up. They won't be playing each other, but they'll both be in the games. The free throw is no good. Rebound comes back out to Reber. Reber gets the ball right side. Now they get it. Going to be another foul called with 1:01 to go. And fouling out. What a game by Alex Stice. Alex Stice fouling out with 15 points on the night, and he has really carried him. Free throw by Jesse Durst is up and no good. And Jesse now gone cold from the free throw line. Second one is up and good. And it sends the lead now to 59-39. Now ball stolen away. Coming up with it is Jesse Durst. And Durst is just going to pull it out. Durst gets it to the right side. Back with it. Is Reber. Reber keeps it out near the timeline. Being guarded out there. Gets the ball off to Conrady. Conrady down in the corner to Durst. Durst brings it back up top. 20 seconds to go. Waverly gave them quite the run here, but the first and fourth quarters were such dominance by Lebo that the Wolves are going to come away with a 20-point victory, ending the game on a 23 and 21-20. Wow. 20-point run, basically, as they come away with a 59-39 victory tonight, or this afternoon, over a really good effort by the Waverly Bulldogs. And these two teams will be fun to watch battle the next couple of years in the Lyon County League Tournament. So the final score here this afternoon, it is Waverly 59, excuse me, Lebo 59, Waverly 39. We'll be back with the Rich Door Company postgame show coming up. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities, coming up on Country 101.7 FM.
Lebo postseason basketball is brought to you by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider, offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. The Heidi Ann. Check out their daily specials, including Monday tacos on 3rd Street next to the tracks in Lebo. And by Emporia State University. It just hits different with flat rate tuition, small class sizes, and hands-on learning. Learn more at emporia.edu. That's emporia.edu.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Lebo postseason basketball is brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. Wolf Wash, Dog Wash, and Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car clean. Check out their automatic wash, 3 self-service bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves! And Tri-County Real Estate, providing outstanding personalized service to buyers and sellers in Lebo and the surrounding area. Call Carmen, 620-341-0838.
Country 101.7.
As we're back here at Lebo High School, Lebo coming away with a 59-39 victory today over the Waverly Bulldogs. They're just trying to add up the stats here. Just trying to get everything in. Yeah, this was really, the game was closer than the score. Lebo had some big runs. Like I said, they had a 14-point run there, and they had a big run to end the game to come up with a 20-point victory, where they basically outscored them 17-0 on another run. I mean, it was just an impressive performance today from the Lebo Wolves at spurts. There was times when you would probably say, no, it really wasn't. As I'm figuring up the stats here. Turnover-wise, it ended up being a pretty well-played game between the two. So, yeah, we're just... We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back with Lebo head coach Dennis Becker coming up on Country 101.7 FM.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Country 101.7.
Back with me here is victorious head Lebo boys basketball coach Dennis Becker. We're coming off of a 59-39 victory today over the Waverly Bulldogs. Coach, what do you think was the keys for your win today?
You know, I thought the guys did a good job of, we had a little trouble. They want to muddy the game up and really create pressure and turnovers and get on transition. And we had a few runs that we let them get into that style, and they made a few comebacks. But for the most part, I thought we took care of the ball. We played well as a team. We passed the ball, and then we defended in the half court. We made them earn their points, and then on the offensive end, we were able to be efficient. We played through the post. Colby had a big night for us, and then we were able to knock down shots when they kicked it out.
And yeah, I thought Colby was huge for you tonight.
Yeah, he had a good game, and he's really coming on here at the end of the season. And we need a good post presence to help out those guards and be able to play complimentary inside-out basketball. And he's really accepted that challenge and came up in a big way for us.
And, Coach, I thought Eli Conrad handling the basketball made some really good decisions.
He did, and that's kind of what he's good at. It's hard to speed him up. He plays with that level head at all times, and no matter how much they're in the pressure, he's just even keel, just stays calm and just handles the basketball and makes good decisions with it when he's in that situation.
I have not heard how the game's going between O'Leary Christian and Peabody Burns, but what's going to be when you look forward to next Friday?
It's going to be the same thing. I don't know a lot about either team, and we'll see how things shake out, but we know we're going to have to do a similar thing. We're going to have to play through our post, play through the paint, get some drives and kick outs, and then make some shots and step up and then we got to guard on the defensive end. We have to eliminate the fouls and the turnovers, and then create turnovers for our runouts.
Well, Coach, congratulations on your victory, and we'll see you next Friday night over in Hartford.
All right, thanks.
I'll probably see you next Monday, too.
When yeah, I come over sounds good. Thanks. Thanks, Ken.
All right, with me has been Victoria's head basketball coach Dennis Becker. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Waverly postseason basketball is brought to you by Andy Siding. For siding, gutters, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding, owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592. USD 243, Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom, they're here for you. And Waverly Insurance. They're proudly insuring the surrounding communities and excited to cheer on the Waverly Bulldog.
Country 101.7.
Let's give you a rundown of the scoring. Stats are brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And for Waverly, they were led by two players in double figures. Actually, one player in double figures tonight, Alex Dice with 15. They got 7 points each from Ryland Rasmussen and 5 points from Dustin Foster, 6 points from Maxwell McNabb, 2 points each from Tatum Williams, Carter Ohl, and Kaiser Ferenza. And for Lebo, they were had by three players in double figures, 15 for Colby Fair, 11 for Garrick Reber, 12 for Jesse Durst. They also got 6 points each from Brock Hadley and Eli Conrady, and 3 points from Aiden Ferguson, and also 7 points from Jaden Blount. Here's stats again are brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And final score from Hartford, as Hartford wins 73-51. They got 33 points from Coy Wilkinson. And we will have more than likely pretty good odds of a doubleheader next Friday night in the sub-state championship games when Lebo and Hartford will both be there. They will not be playing each other. And also from Michael Deeker over a game that you heard on KVOE AM, Olpe defeated Centralia 75-33. Brecken McGuire goes for 37 points tonight for Olpe, while Coy Wilkinson goes for 33. Those two kids are fun to watch. This Lebo team is fun to watch. This Waverly team is fun to watch. And guess what? They're all going to be back next year. So that's going to wrap it up here from Lebo High School. We'll be on the air again next Monday night when Lebo, the Lady Wolves, take on McPherson Elyria Christian. Tip-off is set for 6 o'clock with pregame show getting underway about 5:40. Want to thank our in-studio engineer, Miss Connie, and Miss Iris for getting us on the air, getting us through the game today. Want to thank you folks for listening. We'll be back here on Monday night. Once again, final score, Lebo 59, Waverly 39. We'll be back here Monday night on Country 101.7 FM.